This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. A concert next week in Albuquerque will celebrate the spirit of the Mexican Revolution, commemorating the anniversary of the start of the revolution, which took place on November 20th, 1910. The University of New Mexico Symphony Orchestra will present a multimedia concert featuring La Coronela, an important late work by the great Mexican composer Silvestre Revueltas. Leading the program on November 19th and 20th at Popejoy Hall is our guest this morning, Director of Orchestral Activities at UNM, Jorge Perez Gomez. Jorge, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
This is an extremely colorful theatrical work, La Coronela, and very appropriate to this anniversary.
Absolutely. Yes, for us it's an important event in which La Coronela is a commentary on the different social classes and the reason of why the Mexican War of Revolution happened. And the music of Silvestre Revueltas is very descriptive of Mexican folklore in a way. It's very serious music and very complicated, but in a way sounds like popular music. And what it's very attractive about it is that he makes reference to images by a famous Mexican graphic artist, José Guadalupe Posada. Many people have seen the lady with the bee hat called La Catrina, this skeleton that Posada created, among many, many other images. And what we have created here is music presentation that is going to be accompanied by the images of Posada that go with the musical score. So we have a series of 30 images in two screens, and in these images we can see the different members of Mexican society at the beginning of the 20th century, like the upper class and the oppressed class. And we have at the end the idea that the Mexican Revolution concludes, the soldiers that fought it are liberated from the oppression. And for us and for our students, it's a very interesting piece of music to work on. It's the last piece of music that Revueltas wrote, and it was performed actually after he died. And La Coronela means the colonel woman, which refers to the women that follow the men in battle riding their horse, and is one of the images of the 30 images that we are going to present with the music.
And Revueltas makes explicit reference to these images actually in the score for Coronela.
We're working out of a manuscript score, and Revueltas makes specific reference to the images by Posada as the music goes along. So we have added images, but we use all the images by Posada that Revueltas, the composer, makes reference to.
Revueltas came of age during the 10 years of the Mexican Revolution. We don't get a chance to hear his music very often, but in Mexico, he's considered one of the most important composers in the culture.
Absolutely. He really was able to capture the spirit of Mexican culture with his orchestrations and with his sense of humor and the rhythm. He really established a sense of nationalism, taking away music from European tradition and giving it this sound, this Mexican sound, we can say, by making emphasis on certain types of instruments like the trumpets or the brass and the percussion instead of the strings that it was the case of European music at the end of the 19th century. And the images go very well with it.
And certainly this is the first time that this piece of music has been performed in this area and really around the country. Well, it's rarely performed.
We do not know of any other university embarking on this type of project to present a multimedia show of Revueltas' music with Posada's images. So we're very proud of it. And we're now launching a Latin American Music Center at UNM. And this is one of the events that are part of what the center is organizing. So we're very happy that we're able to put all of this together.
That's great. Jorge Perez Gomez leads the UNM Symphony Orchestra in a multimedia performance of La Coronela by Mexican composer Silvestre Revueltas. The concerts are next Tuesday and Wednesday nights, November 19th and 20th at 7:30 at Popejoy Hall in Albuquerque. It is in celebration of the 103rd anniversary of the Mexican Revolution. Go to UNM.com. tickets.com. Jorge, many thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.